Greg Fishman is here with us from the California State Association of Counties, which has just released their annual assessment on the state of the roads all up and down California. From what I see, Greg, it's not good.
It's really not very good. The state of the roads, the condition of the pavement, the surface condition index continues to decline. A couple of years ago, it was at 68 out of 100. This report finds the average roadway at about a 66, so it's gone down a couple of points in the last few years. And what that really means is there's a backlog of deferred maintenance on our streets, roads, and bridges that are owned by cities and counties that adds up to about $78 billion over the next 10 years. It's a lot of money.
And this is happening up and down the state, urban counties, rural counties, everywhere?
It is. Certainly there are some places that are in a little bit better shape than others, and rural counties seem to be struggling a little bit more with this for a variety of reasons. But across the board, we see places where there needs to be more attention paid to the local roads and bridges that we all rely on. I mean, the highway system is vastly important. That's the state function. Caltrans takes care of that. But it's up to local cities and counties to do more to take care of the local streets and roads. The problem is most of the funding to do that comes from sources that the local jurisdictions do not control. So it's state and federal money, and that just isn't going as far as it used to.
Here in Sonoma County, the state of the county roads has become an issue in the election this fall. Are you seeing that up and down the state as well?
It's hard to know, and it's probably going to be different in every jurisdiction. Certainly, one of the main functions of government is to set priorities, and there are certain areas where they've had the ability to put more of a priority on maintaining local streets and roads and bridges. Some places, they just haven't had that luxury over the last few years. As hard times from the economic downturn hit government as the tax base erodes a little bit, it's starting to come back now, so we're hoping that there's going to be a little bit more emphasis at the state and federal level placed on returning that investment to those local roads and streets.
Anybody driving around can tell when potholes are a problem. Bridges are another matter, and you call that out as a particular concern.
Yeah, because if there's a pothole in the road, it's a problem, and it can certainly do damage to your car. But if you're not inspecting bridges properly, if they're not being maintained properly, eventually that becomes a real life and limb hazard. You know, we're not at that point yet to any great extent, but we see that possibility if we don't do something to change the way we pay for fixing these local roads and streets and bridges.
What is the way of addressing this that the State Association of Counties is pursuing?
Right now, a big portion of the state funding comes from the gas tax. And the problem is that that hasn't been adjusted since 1996, I believe. So just in terms of inflation and other effects, the money that we're getting from that gas tax doesn't go nearly as far as it used to. So we don't have a specific funding source identified, but we are trying to raise attention to this issue with state lawmakers and other policymakers so that they can say, look, we really do need to find a more comprehensive way and a sustainable way to fund this critical function so that it's not fluctuating with the economy, so that it's not fluctuating with gas usage or prices. And hopefully we'll start to find a way to begin doing some of the repair work that has been deferred for so long.
And, of course, putting out these biannual reports is another way of keeping the issue front and center with the legislature.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, and the more attention that you, the media, pays on it, the more attention that people themselves pay to it, that all helps. I grew up in Sonoma County, and I know that there's some rural areas out there that don't get a lot of attention, and there's just not the money to do it. So we're trying to find a way to get the legislature, the governor, and other policymakers a little more focused on this issue.
Greg Fishman is a spokesman for the California State Association of Counties. They've issued their every other year report on the state of the roads up and down California, county by county. No surprise, it's getting worse. Greg, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.